Chapter 4. I washed and dressed, scrubbing away the sweat and grogginess of the night, the floors cold and dusty beneath my feet. From my valise, I pulled a comfortable shirtwaist dress and an old dark brown cashmere cardigan, a favourite garment I'd bought at a men's shop. It fell to mid-thigh, and the cuffs were rolled. After a moment's consideration, I left off stockings and shoes. This was the outfit I usually chose for studying. It was unfashionable and a little scandalous, but most of the girls in my boarding house had something similar they wore when hard at work, with no chance of one's mother or any member of the male sex laying eyes on it. I hurried down to the kitchen to light the stove. I was relieved to see that Toby had laid by a good stock of wood, if he had not bothered with much else. I could at least make tea and warm a few rooms in the house. We'd had few servants as I grew up, just a daily cook and a weekly washerwoman and maid, though we could have well afforded more. One of my parents' many eccentricities. It meant I could lay a fire as quickly and neatly as any girl I knew. I pulled open the stove door and stared. Lying squarely in the cold stove, carefully placed in its grimy, unlit darkness, was a book. It lay open to a place in the middle, its pages flat and unruffled. It was thick, its binding of brown leather. I stared at it for a long moment. It seemed to mock me, lying there. There was no reason for it, and yet there it was. I reached in and slid it out, careful not to flip the pages. A glance at the title page revealed A History of Incurable Visitations by someone called Charles Vizier. I read the page where the book had been left open. A second translation of De Spiritum Apparitione, produced in Cologne in 1747, terms the most disturbing manifestations as grappione, or nearly demoniac in nature, though the specific demonic influence has not been classified. Certainly such accounts have been disputed over the years, though there is little doubt that the Abbey of Sinanc experienced one such visitation, consisting of thrown crockery, overturned rain barrels,